All right, welcome to this Raw Intel update. These are short, direct Intel updates to share with you. And today's Intel concerns a conversation we had with a carrier that we sometimes use from our warehouse and, you know, fulfillment center. And we were contacting this carrier and asking, do you have contingency plans for the diesel shortage that is now appearing in America, especially along the East Coast? You know, problems with diesel fuel not being available. The Flying J gas stations on the highways are running out in some areas and so on. And the answer from this person, I'm not gonna name the carrier because I'm not trying to embarrass anybody, but this is a true astonishing story. The answer was, well, don't worry if there's a diesel shortage that would prevent trucks from running because we can use the trains. And like, what? And we said, replied back, you know, like, what do you think trains run on? And the answer came back, coal. So I needed to pass this along to you because there are people in America today who work for transportation carriers who think it's still the 1850s. They think that on the trains in America that there's a guy with a shovel. This is like, like shoveling coal into the train, into the firebox, and wiping the sweat off his brow. It's, you know, it's a dirty coal guy, and they're shoveling coal. Like, that's what they think is happening in America. They do not know that trains run on diesel. That in every locomotive in America, except maybe museum pieces, every active locomotive, there's a giant diesel engine that runs on diesel. And in fact, they're diesel electric hybrid trains. So the diesel engine runs and generates the electricity. The electricity drives the wheels. In fact, these trains have a giant diesel fuel tank that's like 3,000 plus gallons, by the way. I don't know how you can miss that. Like, what do you think that giant tank is for there? Oh, that must be where you put the coal. Better bring extra shovels. So, we are so doomed, people. We are so doomed that people in the transportation industry don't know how transportation works. I'm not surprised, but I am a little bit horrified. So that's the raw intel on that point for today. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here. Check out my channel on Brighteon.com. It's Health Ranger Report, Brighteon.com, or naturalnews.com. Thank you. And may God help us all.